This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Thank you, Lucius. Jared Sandler is going to join us after a triumphant 8.5 innings of baseball. Rangers win 8-0 against your AL West rivals. We'll take it all in. But before we get there, let's go into the Rangers clubhouse where the nosebleed guys are with another uncomfortable clubhouse conversation subject.
Okay, we got to speed through this one, ladies and gentlemen. Uncomfortable conversations in the clubhouse with the stud Mark Church. You have a meeting in 10 minutes. What is this meeting about?
I have no clue. It's a pitcher's meeting, so probably about like game review.
So do you ever have like botch stepping in there and having like a botchy moment in those meetings?
Nah. Well, Maddox runs these meetings, so.
So Mad Maddox, man.
Well, gosh, you smell so damn good. I'm sorry. We'll try to continue, but you just smell phenomenal.
I thought maybe it was the coffee, but that tells way better than coffee. What are you using?
Louis Vuitton.
Louis V, baby. Yeah. Okay, so Maddox is running these meetings. Mm-hmm. I mean, does he just dig into your ass from time to time?
Not really. He's more chill at these times. I don't know how he is during the season, for real. I don't have much time with him, but. He's chilling.
How much of a prankster is he? Because if you know anything about his brother was a wild animal back in the day.
Yeah, he always has jokes. Every meeting, we end the meeting with a joke, so a dirty joke. So. Yeah.
Oh, a dirty joke. What's the best dirty joke that you can think of?
You know, they're pretty long usually, but I got one today, so hopefully I'll make everybody laugh if he calls them.
Oh, it's going to be everybody's got to go every day.
Yeah, everybody, like, he chooses one person to go every day, and he hasn't called me yet.
So you're waiting for your moment.
Yeah, I'm waiting for my moment.
Well, why don't you workshop it with us right now, man? All hit right, us with it.
All right. What do you get when you mix human DNA and goat DNA?
I don't know. What do you get?
Kicked out the zoo.
Boom. All right. Are you a gamer? We were just talking about Cash of Clans over there with some of your other pitching buddies.
Yeah, I'm for sure a gamer. I'm the best gamer.
Okay, so you're the best gamer on the team. What is your go-to game?
Fortnite. I play 2K. Fortnite and 2K.
Okay, have you played Seager in Fortnite? Because apparently Seager's a Fortnite guy.
I haven't played him in Fortnite, but he probably don't want to see me in Fortnite.
Ooh, are you a big trash talker?
Yeah.
You ever fight with like the little 12-year-old kids?
Yeah.
Tell them you're going to like their mom and
shit. Yeah. I say way worse things than that, too.
Ooh, are you a MILF guy? Or like Walchuck's more of a GILF guy.
Big GILF fan.
What's a GILF guy?
You know, like a grandma I like to
I'm a MILF guy, I guess.
What would you say is like the oldest chick you'd be down to like hang out with?
It depends, because you know who Bernice Burgos is? She's like 40-something, like mid-40s, and she's
bad. You know, I don't know who she is, but she sounds busty.
She's a total rocket. Are you on the dating apps? I mean, I imagine Mark Church on a dating app would be cleaning up.
The swagger and the sense that he's putting off, he doesn't need that.
Save some for the rest of us, Mark.
I can't get caught on the dating app. I can't.
Okay, so then how does a professional athlete go about, like, you just organically, you see a beautiful woman, you just walk up to her and say, hey, I'm Mark damn Church.
I mean, kind of, yeah. I really don't try to tell her I play baseball initially, but if they ask for my Instagram, then they'll find out that way, but mm-hmm. I try to get them without trying to save to see how much ribs I got.
What's the best opening line if you're gonna slide into a DM? I'm sure you got chicks in your DMs, but like when you
if I had to slide in the DM, what would I say?
Yeah,
eggplant emoji.
Nah, I wouldn't say nothing crazy like
drop them with the splash.
I hit them with the I don't know. It depends. I got some ways to.
Yeah, no, I bet the Riz God Mark Church with us here in the clubhouse.
Who was your first celebrity crush?
My first celebrity crush, Paige Hurd. What movie was she off of? I don't know. Paige Hurd. I still got a crush on her. So
still to this day.
Hopefully, I can get.
Maybe she's listening. You never know.
What's the female sport that is just generally the hottest?
Volleyball. Or track.
See,
volleyball or track.
The cakes.
Yeah, they are. We like looking at the cakes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Put a candle on that cake.
If you could be a woman for a day, what's the first thing you'd do?
I guess. I don't know. I don't think I can say that.
He just started touching his chest. Do you notice how he started just touching his chest like that? You got to get to the meeting. Hey, Mark Church. Dude, no, you're the man. Get some gold bond and tear it up.
There he goes, Mark Church with the Nosebleed Boys in the Rangers clubhouse. That's pretty awesome. I like that approach of trying to earn a woman's appreciation and admiration without telling her you're a professional athlete, you know, just to kind of gauge it, save it for if
challenge
you need
yourself
it.
A little bit.
You want to see how much Rizzy's got.
Yes, sir. As Jared Sandler joins us now here in the G-Bag Nation. Jared, how the heck are you?
I'm great, guys. You guys are the best. I love watching when those two go to work in the clubhouse, and their fascination with Gold Bond this week has been pretty impressive. And the fact that how many years have you guys been doing these interviews? Like three?
It's our third year.
No one's like punched you in the face yet. Everyone's down.
Yeah.
I did have a source in that clubhouse tell me that they were wondering if it was uncomfortable with the meat-gazing questions. Like, that might have gone over the line. But they said Chiafalo has a way of softening that.
Yeah.
That made it somehow appropriate.
It is amazing. Like, he can literally, like, go up to these people and probably tell them that he hates them and he hates their family and they're the worst people ever. They just laugh and be like, yeah. I mean, sure, like, let's keep this conversation going. This is awesome.
It is. I think it's most entertaining for the players.
Yeah.
Take me out to the ball game. What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy!
as they're watching this totally unique thing happen. Looked like Mally was dialed.
Yeah, he looked pretty good. I mean, weird game to pitch in with the haze. I mean, the air quality was awful, and you can kind of tell a little haziness, and then obviously most notably the wind. But he did a really nice job, and you know, was missing bats, and for him to efficiently get through three innings is a nice step in the right direction.
How did Berger get that ball into the left field seats?
Right, I have no idea.
That thing, when it left the bat, I'm like going, that thing's gone. And I looked up at the flags, and every one of them is pointing right. I don't know how he got that thing over the wall.
So he hit a ball hard earlier.
And
then in batting practice, I don't know if you got – no, I guess you guys
weren't here. We weren't here for that one.
So they were taking batting practice on the stadium.
We were in the clubhouse interviewing dudes.
Yeah, for sure. He hit a ball that, like, you just – you see the trajectory of the ball, the sound of a ball to bat interaction from different viewpoints. You just kind of get a sense like that's gone, right?
Right.
And he hit a ball that I thought was going to go like 420 to left center, and the wind was so strong it didn't even get close to the warning track. And I was thinking, there's no way anyone's hitting a ball out today,
right?
And he just knifed through that wind. I mean, he's got, you know, legit power, obviously, but that was really impressive.
Yeah, Wolcott again. I mean, he got one. I was like, "Oh man, my gosh!" Yeah. And even the ball, he got the RBI on the ground out there. This in his last at bat, like it was a tough play.
Yeah.
So to me, he's making contact with the ball, and those things are all very, very positive, I guess.
Yeah, no, for sure. But that home run, I mean, that right there puts on display the power that he has, and why people think that, he's got maybe the highest power ceiling of any position player prospect in the top 100. And, he's got those levers, and he really knows how to use that to create some juice off the bat. Yeah. And the way he uses his body is really impressive.
He's from the Bahamas. How do they come across this guy?
Yeah. I mean, they've got, listen, the Bahamas is not a hotbed, but it's a growing area.
No, that's what I was about to say. Did he play somewhere else?
No. It's a growing area. I mean, there are people that every organization's got some boots on the ground in the Bahamas. Mm. Jazz Chisholm is an example.
Yeah.
The Bahamas, and then I'd throw Curacao in there as well.
You hear that a lot.
Yeah.
You do.
Yeah. But yeah, the Bahamas is by no means that, I don't know that they could field a competitive WBC team, just, the island itself, but. It is growing. The Rangers have signed a few guys out of the Bahamas in recent years. Max Acosta is another, I believe, and it didn't quite work out for him. But Sebastian Wolcott,
they hit one here.
What a find! And he's continuing to develop.
We got to have CY on earlier. He was awesome, per usual. You're a sports junkie. All right, you know a lot of organizations. You've been with the Rangers for a long time. Heck, you know the landscape we're dealing with now in DFW. How much of a blessing is it to kind of have a dude in CY who is just competitive as all hell? He even said, blessing and a curse, but in working with this team, if something's not right, he's doing everything he can to fix it.
Yeah, the stability that the Mavs and Stars both have, or excuse me, the Rangers and Stars both have is something that I think we're appreciating, right? I go back to last trade deadline. There was a lot of talk about trading Nathan Eovaldi or not, and you can discuss the merits. I do believe that Nathan Eovaldi is wearing a different hat if he gets traded, even though he's a free agent. I think it sent a message to him that, hey, they're not just going to punt, right, at the first sign of trouble. And at this point in his career, and I think the way he's wired, at all points in his career, that's been the case, but he wants to win. And he was going to get a lot of money no matter where he went, but felt good about the direction and the commitment to winning. But, think about that. The Rangers were on the outside looking in, and they could have sold, and they didn't. And again, you can debate whether that was the right or wrong move, but what you can't debate is that this is a front office that is going to go for it. And not necessarily recklessly so, but they care about winning, and they're smart enough to understand how to try and do it, and not letting relationships or some of those things get in the way. I think his intensity and focus on winning, it sounds simple because you'd think all GMs and he's president of baseball operations, but all people in that role, that is their goal, and it is. But I think what we've learned is that not everyone really has a clue on how to consistently do it. And You know, it seems like, you know, he's put together another really, really good roster that can compete at a high level. And, you know, if Nico Harrison was in charge, I mean, it'd be the equivalent of, you know, being at the deadline and everyone's like, oh, the Rangers are in great position. Let's trade Corey Seager and Jacob deGrom for pick two good players because, you know, the GM liked them or whatever. I mean, it's just, I don't know. It's still so frustrating, but I am thankful that, you know, the Rangers are not an organization that's operated like that. It's a total dumpster fire.
Jared Sandler brought to you by Advanced Hair Restoration. Go to advancedhair.com. Thank you so much, sir. We'll see you at dinner, right?
Yeah. See you, fellas.
Nice.
Bye, Jared.
Sounds good. Yeah, I cannot wait.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.